This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. He's the son of a deposed dictator with a mother who's been convicted of corruption. Now, 36 years after his family fled the Philippines, Ferdinand Marcos Jr. is on course to become the country's next president after a victory considered a landslide. The economy played into this. Howard Johnson is the BBC's Philippines correspondent. He joins us from an airfield where he was in transit. Hey, Howard.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. A new leader on the way in the Philippines, Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Do you have a sense of why investors seem a bit leery about having him at the helm here?
Well, we have to look back at the Marcos track record. They have spirited away money to Swiss bank accounts. That's on the record. Mm-hmm. And yet voters in the Philippines were whitewashed. There was a lot of social media changing the narrative in the Philippines. So they projected this idea of Ferdinand Marcos, the father of Bongbong Marcos, as being a shrewd economist who could bring about good things. But actually, the reality was, at the end of his tenure in 1986, shortly before he was ousted from the Philippines, the country was close to being effectively bankrupt. So really, investors are looking at this and saying, well, is this a country that I can trust?
The world is also watching to see how the Philippines' relationship with China evolves. How do you see that going forward under this new regime?
Ferdinand Marcos, Bongbong Marcos Jr., has been attending lots of events over the last few years with the Chinese embassy. Nothing unusual there, but he has really not sounded off against the country. He's talked about strengthening bilateral relationships. He's talked about dealing with the South China Sea issue. He's talked about even looking into offshore oil exploration with the Chinese government. So this is a pro-Chinese government. It is also reaching out to America still. Bongbong Marcos said, we will continue the close relationship the two countries have. But there are questions over what is Ferdinand Marcos Bongbong Jr.'s strategy. Is he going to pivot further away from America, as did Rodrigo Duterte, the incumbent president? Will he move closer to Beijing in the next 6 years?
And he's got work to do in the Philippines, of course, on pandemic, but also the economy.
The economy is in a dire state and was in recession, as was many other countries around the world. But the Philippines was particularly hard hit because of its very strong lockdown. So what Ferdinand Marcos, Bongbong Marcos Jr. has inherited is a very tricky economic situation. He has promised a golden age for the country, but has to deliver it against the toughest of economic conditions.
Howard Johnson covers the Philippines for the BBC. Mr. Johnson, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.